This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Definitely appreciate you getting up with us today. If you're up with us today, you're, as the kids like to say, a real one, because today is a holiday for a lot of people, Seth. Today is President's Day for a lot of
people. Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. I was curious about what it was.
Today's one of those days. Today's one of those days.
I knew that stuff was closed, right. But I'm like, I don't remember
today's
what.
Today's one of those days where I like to walk up and down the hallway here, you know, because we're a multi-station outfit here. And there's, you know, 4 or 5 shows going on at any given time on the FMs over there. And I like to walk around the hallway and take attendance and go, okay, well, this show's in it to win.
Yeah.
This show is in it to take the day off today, and we're not one of those shows, man. We're not we're not one of those shows.
We'd work 365 days a year if they let us.
They
refuse to allow us for our mental health.
That's right.
Idiots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would be here.
Don't they know that my mental health is destroying this show? Listen, it's President's Day, where we like to pretend that at any given point in U.S. history, there was like universal praise for any of these presidents.
Right.
No. They were roundly other than Washington, really, which all of them. There was, at any given time, up to 50% or more of people actively hated the president. So, happy President's Day. To whichever selective presidents you think were good ones.
Did you have a nice weekend, my friend? Did you have a good weekend this weekend?
I did. I did some work, like actual work, like physical labor. I was visiting my in-laws, and I helped my brother-in-law clean his bar. His bar is more of a restaurant than a bar. He started off as a bar, and now he's more restaurant.
Oh, that's right. You've told me about that before. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome place.
Yeah.
But they needed some help. So I went in and I put in 3 hours of like hardcore manual labor.
Nice.
On Sunday morning, and I feel better for it. I feel like a better man.
Nothing of the sort. That's good. This show put in a combined 3 hours worth of manual labor then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's all I kept thinking the whole time, like, man, Sean would be so lost. And
just lifting things.
It's not hardcore, it's just cleaning, you know. I'd have to show you how to use a mop and everything.
Steel wool. Yeah, what is this? Yeah. So today's a big day. If you're a Texan fan, today is the day that the Texans need to figure out what's going on with Stephon Diggs.
Or at least we find out if they've figured it out.
But something would need to get, I believe something, Penn would need to get put to paper today, I believe, in order for his contract to not void. We'll keep it real simple. If the Texans don't extend Stephon Diggs today, his contract voids And bam, like a punch in the face, $16.6 million in cap dollars.
So I guess what I was saying is that you say they need to figure it out. They may have already figured it. They may have figured this out 2 weeks ago.
True.
We just won't know about it until the actual deadline passes.
Yeah.
And the whole question is, all right, does Stephon Diggs, is he open to whatever the whatever the Texans offer him without having the ability to test free agency first? And I would guess that Diggs wants to see what's out there. As a business person, he doesn't owe anything to the Texans in terms of that dead money or anything else like that. For the Texans, it would benefit them if they do want Diggs back, and if they can get him to agree to a contract that they feel good about, then it can help them out a lot, because they're not paying a bunch of dead money plus having to go out and re-sign him in free agency. Without getting overly complicated about it, I feel like if Diggs doesn't redo his deal before the deadline today, that he's probably not going to be back on the Texans next year.
I think that's 100% true, and I think, look, the $16.6 million, they're going to have to pay it at some point. And, you know, anyway, like, it's, they're going to pay the Piper at some point. What it allows them to do is keep Diggs and put that off. You know, keep it in future dummy years or whatever like that. So, yeah, I don't feel super optimistic about it. I've seen more of Stephon Diggs kind of tooling around town with Cardi B over the last week or two. Yeah, for apparently, according to TMZ, they were together on Valentine's Day.
And on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, which is not a day you get together with your platonic relationships.
It seems like Cardi B is the type of woman who doesn't really give a damn about Valentine's Day. Unless she can get a good song about how stupid Valentine's Day is or something like that. I don't know. I feel like in her world, she's like, listen, dude, this is what we're doing on Valentine's Day. And don't get all sappy and romantic about it.
Even
all
with Diggs, I could see that. Yeah. Even with someone with as mercurial a personality as Stephon Diggs, I could see her being the boss in the family for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to
immediately my mind goes to Andre Rison and what's her name there?
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah, Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
She lit his house on fire. I don't know that we're getting to that stage with
but they were both big personalities.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rison wasn't afraid to, you know, throw a tantrum here or there, just like Stephon Diggs.
No.
I don't know about the communication styles when it comes to entertainers like that who have huge personalities and they're kind of known for their bluntness. I don't know if this is a relationship that's meant to last.
It's a good comp. So this is interesting. So it is a good comp, I think. Like, we're doing like the NFL draft game. Like,
season,
who does this couple compare most to in the history of couples to you? Oh, definitely Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Andre Rison, for
sure. You know, Josh Allen and his girlfriend would be kind of like Aaron Rodgers and his Hollywood girlfriend.
Yep.
They were like famous but not super, super famous movie stars or actors, actresses with quarterbacks who are pretty notable, but also I guess a little bit more understated.
Another good comp in cold weather cities, even. That part too. Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady and his Bridget Moynihan. She was kind of a known actress, but not a super famous.
Not an A-lister. Yeah. It's good. So the Diggs era might be over today, man. So if the Diggs era is over today, if they don't extend Stephon Diggs, I'm with you. Now, if they don't extend him, they could still bring him back. He's a free agent. They could re-sign him. But if he's hitting the market, the other thing about him hitting the market potentially, Seth, is it does give him an extra month just to show that his knee is getting healthier. You know, like with every day that goes by, presumably he's getting healthier, and presumably that's more money he's making, right?
Well, more money he's making, and then I also think that he probably wants to... There's probably a part of it that, hey, I want to be sure I go to a good situation.
Yeah.
So he might want to wait until his ACL gets further along in the rehab process, and then even wait until after the draft. If he's in that boat where he's going to be signing 1 and 2 year deals for the rest of his career, let's be sure we make it a good one and see what's out there.
That's a good point. Diggs is not going to be in that aisle where he's got to make sure he's getting his chunk of the land rush on March 15th or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's not getting the $30 million contract. Like last year, like when Christian Wilkins signed with the Raiders 15 minutes into free agency, it's because he's out there running in the Oklahoma land rush with his flag in his hand, trying to plant his flag in $100 million. Diggs is going to be more of the contract that teams will either still have space for or find space for if they want him badly enough. I'm with you on that. I think he's probably fully healthy, and people, and if a team knows he's fully healthy and he's able to test out the knee, they're able to, you know, take a look at it, poke and prod it. He's probably still in, he's not $30 million or anything, but he's probably still $15 to $20 million somewhere in there, or something like that.
All right. So now the big question is, okay, how does Nick Caserio get judged for the Stephon Diggs trade in the future? I feel like it's 100% going to be one of those things where if the Texans have an awesome year this year and the offense improves, people will be able to write it off emotionally. I feel if the Texans' offense doesn't improve and there's all kinds of discontent, people will slowly and gradually turn to, that was the dumbest trade that anybody's ever made in the history of football.
Well, it's interesting because it's two separate arguments. It's how do you, because there will be people that say what you're saying right there, dumbest trade, get emotional about it. With stuff like this, it will have ended up, if he leaves and goes somewhere else in free agency, the Texans definitely will not have extracted the value out of Stephon Diggs that they invested both in draft capital and in salary. There's no way they didn't extract $22 million in a second round pick out of Stephon Diggs because he only played in 8 games. That said, like, as far as getting angry about it, so the grade on it will definitely be a middling grade at best. Well,
and the criticism would be over the restructuring of the contract.
Maybe so. That you didn't have him. Although at the time, we all thought the restructuring of the contract made sense. Like, oh, you're making it a 1-year deal and you get the best version of Diggs. So
I know that we didn't all. You and I both did, but there were a lot of people.
Yeah, there were for sure. Here's where I was going with this is that. I get way less mad if the trade made sense at the time and it gets short-circuited by an injury to a guy who never gets injured. You know what I mean? Like, that's bad luck. And sometimes you get bad grades on things because of bad luck. I am way more empathetic and sympathetic to a trade that's made that at least makes sense the day it's made. Like, DeAndre Hopkins' trade made no sense the day it was made. That got an F the first day and got an H by the time it was over. You know what I mean? Like, it was a bad trade. Like, this trade, and again, I don't want to take my opinion on that trade, nor yours, and apply it to everybody. But I think most people, I think the majority of the people, certainly people around the NFL, I mean, they were, look at the arguments they were moving the Texans into in April when, you know, power ranking time came around. Largely because of the Diggs trade and a few of the other things that they did. So it was getting widely praised at the time. And Stephon Diggs, that's the other thing. Like, Stephon Diggs, up until his injury, I think was playing at a level where the trade still made sense. He wasn't like Pro Bowl, All-Pro Diggs, but he was on pace for 1,100 yards and 100 catches. Like, the trade made sense in Week 8 before he got hurt. That's what
I'm saying. Right. No, and I agree with everything he said as far as it making sense. I felt at the time, like, look, nobody bats an eyelash when you make a trade deadline deal for a wide receiver with a second-round pick.
Correct.
And this was one that the compensation was just a full half year before the trade deadline. So it made sense to me. And I also know the way people operate and the way their brains work.
Sure.
And that emotionally, if the Texans don't take a step forward and if this is a rough season, they're going to be looking at that as, I can't believe Nick did that.
No,
idiocy.
There's already people out there doing it. My own personal grade of it is almost like half. Did it make sense the day you did it? It's three things. Did it make sense the day you did it? If it didn't work out, then why didn't it work out? And that it didn't work out because of injury, I'm more sympathetic to the grade for the trade for the Texans. And I would be if they got here and if they traded for him and it was like the Ed Reed signing. You know what I mean? Like, wow, oh, awesome. They signed Ed Reed for a pretty reasonable sum, $5 million a year. And then you get there and it's like, okay, he's getting hip surgery in May. He's walking around camp with a towel around his neck, and he's criticizing all the coaches. Like, okay, well, this is not what I signed up for. This don't look like no McDonald's. Payne and Pendergast with you, off and running on a Monday. Appreciate you guys waking up with us. Hey, quick reminder that we've got a contest going on. It's a holiday, but you can still listen for an hour to Sports Radio 610 and get registered for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Sending you to Circa Resort and Casino if you're the winner. Just got to listen an hour a day on the Odyssey app, and that's your daily entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Circa's amazing, great sports book. You're going to have $20,000 in your pocket on this trip. So listen an hour a day. Contest still going for another week or so. So listen an hour a day on the Odyssey app to Sports Radio 610, and you are entered into the contest. Alex Bregman has new friends. We get to hear from him with his new friends. How did he feel about leaving the Astros? This is going to be an interesting listen for you guys. How excited he is about being in Boston and what it felt like to leave the Astros. That is coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday or Monday. Jeez, God. God bless.
Sorry, Sean.
Second segment of the week.
You'll have another chance to say Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be Tuesday all day tomorrow. Yeah, Monday.
Yep.
It's President's Day, people. Sorry. If you were sleeping in and you were thinking you're going to have a relaxing, you know, just lay in bed, maybe listen to a little Payne and Pendergast on the Odyssey app, get in your 60 minutes to get qualified for our Vegas contest. Sorry if I shocked you by saying Tuesday right there. It's Monday. It's Monday, and Alex Bregman is a member of the Boston Red Sox. That is official. We got the strange visual of old Breggy putting on a Red Sox jersey. I don't know why, Seth, because we've seen this happen a number of times. You know, we've seen Springer put on the Toronto jersey at a press conference. We've seen Correa throw on that Twins jersey.
Yeah.
A few other guys here and there. The Bregman putting on the Red Sox one hit pretty hard, man. You know what I mean? Because he's right there with Springer, in my mind, as far as, like, faces that are symbolic of this era of Astros base. Like, Altuve's on another level from everybody else. It's Altuve and then a drop-off. And then, to me, like, I think you and I went through the exercise of kind of putting a pyramid together of Astro faces of the era. And for me, Bregman and Springer are the two guys on that next level of the pyramid below Altuve. I think probably because it's a Red Sox jersey and not a Toronto Blue Jays jersey like Springer is why it hit a little harder. Like, oh, that's right. We've had some postseason tussles with these guys before. You know, they had to get through the Red Sox a couple of times. Well, they got through them in 17 in the divisional round. They got through them in 21 in the ALCS. They lost to them in 2018 en route to the Red Sox winning a World Series in 2018. So that's why I think this one hit a little harder. Like, oh, that's right. We've gone to war with these guys before, and he's on the other side now.
That was the fun thing about the 17 World Series, where obviously the Astros still hadn't cemented themselves in our minds the way they are now.
No.
The previous championship era, whatever. But that you had to go through the Red Sox, the Yankees, and then the Dodgers. It was fun that it was a grand entrance to that stage,
yes,
by beating up a bunch of the old legacy dynasty old dames.
Yeah, man.
Old whores is what I like
to call
blood,
them. Blue Blood Invitational. Yeah, it was that for sure. Here was Alex Bregman, met with the media yesterday on Sunday morning, and here was his opening statement.
It's good to be here. I've been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs the first 8 years of my career, and I plan on continuing to do that here. I'm a winning player. This is a winning organization. Those players are winning players. We have winning coaches here, and I plan on winning here. After talking with some of the guys over the last 2 days, I can see that there's something special here. Franchise players, veteran players, young players, all ready to get after it. I'd like to thank Mr. Henry, Mr. Gordon, Mr. Warner, Sam, Brez, AC, for their time and vision throughout this process. I'd like to thank Scott for his guidance. And my wife's going to love Boston as well. She was super involved in the process, and she is looking forward to starting her first semester at Harvard Executive Business School this year as well.
Boo!
Whoa!
Boo! Boo! Oh. Boo!
Elitists.
That's what ultimately, this is a place where we felt we could be really super snobby about things. And definitely these elite Northeastern intellectuals won't have a clue that my salsa sucks.
Right.
His wife's going to be there working on a business plan for the salsa and craft beers and everything else like that.
Maybe she can get a plan for production. Distribution and marketing were just fine. Production, F-.
Why can't she not go to the executive school of avoiding long droughts and slow starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, or to your point, culinary school to get the salsa tasting better. One of those, yeah.
It was a really good press. It was a lot better than his 2020 press conference.
The apology?
Yeah.
He's reading it off
a
piece of paper.
The paper blew away, remember? And
that's
he kept
right.
on motoring through.
Oh, did he ever, yeah.
He was
bebopping and scotting all over the place.
I watched it, but I can't remember. But I pretty sure in this press conference, it was an impressive list of names that he rattled off when he's new to the organization without having to look at a piece of paper.
Yep.
So that was impressive.
That's always impressive.
That.
So that's his opening statement. Here's Alex Bregman talking about the Fenway crowd. He cites a play from the 2017 postseason run where he was taken aback by how passionate Boston fans are.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think the craziest moment at Fenway was when Devers hit it inside the Parker in 2017 against us in the playoffs, and I felt like I've never seen a crowd that crazy in my life. It was almost like, oh, wow, I don't know if we're going to win this game anymore. They're going nuts. It's awesome. So, yeah, I think every time we go there, there's just an energy, whether it's a Monday or a Sunday, it's a great atmosphere.
He's right about that. I grew up going there. I've been there many times. You know, my daughter lives in Boston. It's a phenomenal place to go watch baseball. It is a great. Even when the team's bad, there's a lot of energy in that building there. He's gonna like it.
As long as you're a white person, other than that, other than that, watch out. Who knows how many slurs are gonna be thrown your way. Sure they do, Sean. Sure they do. That's, let's forget about all the documented cases of racial hatred in Boston sports events.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
So, interestingly, he chose the Devers play. Interestingly, he chose the Devers play. Because this is from the Athletic beat reporter, who says that the most interesting thing about the press conference and everything that the Red Sox have been saying is actually what isn't being said, which is, where's Rafael Devers, third baseman for the Red Sox, actually going to play this year? And this was a quote. While many of Bregman's new teammates gathered behind the media throng to watch the proceedings, longtime Red Sox third baseman Rafael Devers wandered by and then kept on wondering. And we wondered why. Maybe he had a family commitment. Maybe he had tickets to watch the Savannah Bananas. But it does add to the dose of intrigue to spring training. Listen, Bregman is a really, really good fielder.
Yeah.
Devers, he's a good DH.
As
a fielder, he's a good potential DH.
Right.
But he might not, be cotton into the notion that he's not the third baseman anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've got drama up there already.
Oh, good, good. I wonder if Bregman knew that was going on. I wonder if he saw Devers just kind of lurking and not really watching. He's like, I need to throw him a bone here. You know what the coolest time was? When Devers hit it inside the park home run. The energy was amazing.
Did you hear that, Rafael?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm talking about you.
It's my favorite moment ever. All right, this is interesting. Hey, Byron, let's skip.
Did you know, by the way, that I've learned Spanish to reach out to my teammates?
Right.
I'm very inclusive. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this. Actually, I was going to say skip. Byron, we'll stick with the order here. Here's one more of excited Bregman. I think he sounds excited to be there. There's a texter says he does not sound excited. Another texter saying he sounds very uninspired to be there.
That's how he always sounds.
Sit tight for a second here. Here's one more. This is Bregman on, did anybody recruit him to Boston?
My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia, did. he reached out a few times this offseason and talked to me about how special it was to be a part of the Boston Red Sox. And it was pretty cool to talk to him as well as so many other former players here in Boston and current players on the team as well. It was great.
Yeah, and that's just how – you're right, Seth. Like, that's his cadence. That's how he sounds. Trust me, if you watch the press conference, he's super excited to be a member of the Boston Red Sox. You'd need to sandblast the smile off of his face. He was very happy to be there. This is where I was – when people are saying he doesn't sound very excited to be there, okay, well, now let's go to the two answers about his time in Houston. Hey, how hard was it leaving Houston, Alex?
How tough was it for you at the end to leave an organization that you had been with your entire career?
Oh, definitely, definitely difficult. I have so much respect for the organization, top to bottom, all the players.
Okay.
Oh, that little yep at the end.
Okay.
That's insulting, Alex Bregman.
Okay.
That is insulting.
One more, and this will not take long. And this is one where I thought, boy, this is an opportunity for him to really kind of toss one last bone to Houston here, right? You bring up the name Jose Altuve, maybe the most revered athlete in the history of this city. And the question was, how hard was it telling Jose Altuve, who, by the way, was ready to be the equipment manager and the water boy if it meant keeping Alex Bregman in Houston. Never spoke up for a player before until Breggy. How hard was it telling Jose Altuve that you were leaving?
Oh, definitely tough. You build great relationships with people in this game, and he's a friend of mine for life, and I've loved every second of being able to suit up with him.
Yeah.
Seven seconds.
Wow, that was pretty heartfelt.
Rafael Devers and Dustin Pedroia got more time in this press conference than the Astros and Altuve combined.
Yeah, but as far as like whether he sounded excited or not, I can't remember a single time ever where Bregman sounded all that excited about anything.
No.
That's the way he does it. Good, bad, indifferent. He keeps an even keel.
Yeah. And by the way, it's probably, if we're being honest, like, if you live in Houston and you hear those answers, there was part of me that heard those answers. I'm like, man, this is like your opportunity to really like this is your first chance to publicly thank the Astros or acknowledge Altuve. I mean, it was a mutually beneficial relationship between the two. This is your first chance to really do it. I know you posted your five paragraphs on social media, and that was all nice. This is a chance for you to at least spend 30 seconds or so talking about Jose Altuve, the Astros, and he just gave these two canned seven-second answers. Now, this is where I'll cut him some slack. Boston's a hard city, man, and this is Bregman's first chance to connect with the Boston audience.
Yeah.
It's far more important to Bregman over the ensuing years, over the upcoming seasons, that he connect with Fitzy and Sully from the docks than it is he reconnect with any of us back here in Houston.
I get it.
I was just hoping, especially the Altuve question, because I was honestly hoping we get a better answer on the Altuve thing just because it's a super compelling topic. That Altuve, this is the only teammate that Altuve has ever gone public for saying, we need to re-sign this guy. Not I hope, we need to. We need to give him a contract. And I was just hoping for a little more on the Altuve front, so that disappointed me, but I understand it. I get it.
Right. No, yeah, I don't. It's not the time and the place. It would be one of those things that you're saying, he's speaking largely to Red Sox fans.
100%.
It's going to fall on a lot of deaf ears, and it's not like that's the fitting tribute. I'm sure he texted Alex Bregman. He texted Jose Altuve at some point. Maybe even a phone call.
I would hope a phone call.
Call these days is more impressive than a handwritten letter.
Are you kidding me? A phone call is like, for me, a phone call, I may as well be wiring $100,000 to somebody if they're getting a phone call from me. 100%. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday, President's Day Monday, mind you. We will get to headlines coming up next. It's Stephon Diggs deadline day. We will news in the NFL, more Justin Tucker news, an NBA All-Star weekend. What a disaster. We will get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, headlines on a Monday for you. All right, good to be with you on a Monday. Today is Stephon Diggs deadline day. And the Texans need
President's Day, Sean.
President's Day and Diggs deadline day.
Dead President's Day.
Triple D.
That's what it is. It's Dead President's Day.
Yep.
Even though it's not actually dead presidents for the body, So anyway, though.
Stephon Diggs.
If the Texans are able to come up with a contract or an extension, if they want to with Stephon Diggs, then it wouldn't be as big a deal that he gets this $18 million bonus with a voided contract.
He gets, if they don't sign him today, there's a $16.6 million cap hit that they get hit with now.
Yeah.
If they extend him today, then they can spread it out over multiple years, the pain out, save some cap money. And we should point out, the Texans are not a team flush with cap space right now. They are, according to Over the Cap, they are $100,000, which isn't much, but they're over the cap by a few nickels and dimes.
Right, which isn't not reason for concern or alarm. They'll figure all that out by the start of the league year.
But it's not like last year.
They're not in a super comfy position.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like last year we were ready to go spend, and we knew that they were ready to go spend. If they're gonna make any splurges, if they're gonna sign the guy you want to sign, Trey Smith, they're going to have to do some serious gymnastics to sign somebody of that caliber.
Yeah.
Who's going to command 18 or 19, 20 million a year.
I'm not as amped up on Trey Smith as I was before when I was really desperate in the depth of the season. Now I'm more, I'm on team Nick Cayley. Let's see what you can do with probably at least one or two new offensive linemen, but they don't, I don't have to go out and act like, okay, Trey Smith, a guard, is going to be the cure-all for everything. Part of that's because Trey Smith didn't play as well as he typically does during the playoffs.
The Super Bowl gotcha, huh?
No, just the playoffs in general when I went back and watched. The Super Bowl, I would have been a little bit more okay with just because, like, Jalen Carter is such a stud. But, the sum total of the playoffs. He was dealing with an injury before the playoffs, and I'm wondering if that affected him because it was not a great stretch for him.
No. So we're about a month away or so from free agency. So no Diggs today. Then all of a sudden it starts to get really the conversations, if they don't bring Diggs back, get very interesting as to exactly how they attack this thing. Because receiver is a, with no Diggs and with presumably no Tank Dell, although the optimism level with Tank Dell's injury last week that D'Amico had has gotten people raising their eyebrows a little bit. I'm still very skeptical he's going to play for the team this year just based on the severity of the injury.
Yeah, I guess I didn't read too much into D'Amico's statements about Tank Dell. He said he's happy to see him smile again. I was like, okay, great. He's doing well emotionally.
Yeah.
That's one of many items that need to be checked off before he actually plays good football.
I'm totally with you. Yeah, you and I are on the same side of that for sure.
He gave the classic D'Amico non-answer. Yeah. It was like, hey, how's D'Amico doing? Or how's Tank Dell doing his rehab? Yeah. it's just great to see him around and smiling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That D'Amico goes full David Culley at times when he doesn't want to give a real answer.
Is his knee smiling, though? I know his face is smiling. Is his knee smiling?
Tell me about Tank Dell's emotions and facial expression when he's trying to run at 75%
there
speed.
There you go.
Can you give me something there?
There you go. So that position gets very interesting. It's Nico and then a whole lot of work to do at wide receiver. It's a big day today for the Texans, kind of, you know, with respect to Stephon Diggs. We touched on Alex Bregman. He got introduced to the media in Boston yesterday. So he is officially now a member of the Boston Red Sox. A reminder, Seth and I this time next week will be, actually two reminders now that we mention it, you and I are going to be at spring training next week. So this time next Monday, we will be in West Palm Beach for the full week, going to games, stepping on all the other shows here and not stepping on them, but stepping into them, going on their shows.
Yeah.
And appearing on there and keeping you guys up to speed with everything going on with the Astros. Nick Caserio joins us Wednesday morning this week. So he heads out to the Combine later this week. We're heading to West Palm Beach. Before we do both of those things, we thought it would be good to catch up with the Texans GM. So he'll join us at 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday this week. News in the NFL. Justin Tucker is rapidly closing the gap on Deshaun Watson, unfortunately. Seven more massage therapists have come forward in the Baltimore area. The number is now up to 16 for massage therapists that have complaints about Justin Tucker's conduct in their massage settings.
Yeah, yeah.
His denial is looking less and less sturdy with each of these that come out.
It's one of those things where, like, if people want to go through and parse out, like, well, this woman's Instagram history suggests this or that. Do you know how hard it is for any woman to come forward with an allegation of sexual assault? It's really, really hard. Like, they get abused on social media. They get shamed for various reasons. I would defy you to go, anybody listening right now, I would defy you to even find 17 women that would be willing to do this randomly. It's alarming how many women are willing and able to do this that had prior complaints beforehand and everything. Have the Ravens made a statement about this yet?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah. They have a zero tolerance policy when you're not a good football player.
Well, let's play that here. So John Harbaugh, this is the interesting part of it to me. Like the actual allegations are obviously gross. You know, that's nasty. The interesting thing to me is what happens now. And there could be more accusers coming out here. But with respect to the Ravens, I mean, Justin Tucker is a Hall of Fame level kicker. And by the way, these accusers, like the previous nine, are all from professional establishments like the Spa at the Four Seasons, the Spa at the Ritz-Carlton residences in the Baltimore area. Like, so these are, not that there aren't professional massage therapists on Instagram, there are, but these are literal, like, commercial locations, you know, where there's a process to get him, say, banned from two of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which he's been banned. But to your point, Seth, the zero tolerance thing, here was John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens. This is August 1st, 2022. This is back when Deshaun Watson had become a Cleveland Brown. Training camp was starting. The Ravens are in the same division as the Browns. So Deshaun's presence now in the AFC North was a big, big topic. Here was John Harbaugh saying the Ravens have a zero tolerance policy for stuff like this.
I do have a lot of opinions on it. I just, I'm not at liberty to share them at this time. But, you know, that's for the league to decide. I respect what Steve Bisciotti has created here and Dick Cass really almost 10 years ago. We're kind of a zero tolerance. I mean, you got to know the truth. You got to try to understand the circumstances. But we've stayed away from that particular situation. When we draft players, when we sign them as free agents, we just haven't dealt with it. And that's Steve's decision, and I'm glad we have that policy.
Okay. Well, the rubber will meet the road here at some point, right?
Wait, did he say we haven't dealt with it?
I think, I think he's talking about, like, we try to stay away from players that have pasts like that.
Right, that part of it. Like, when he said we haven't dealt with it, I just feel like Ray Rice was a pretty big dealing with scenario.
And they would probably argue that they eventually suspended it. They suspended him indefinitely and cut him.
You know what? That makes sense. He said 10 years ago. Yeah, so that was 2013 was Ray Rice's last year, I believe. Wow, that's been a long time already. So probably since the Ray Rice incident, they just established that policy, and they don't have to. So I'm guessing that there's no way in hell Tucker is on the team next year.
I wouldn't think so. That's the thing. And that's what everybody's waiting for. Like, zero tolerance, whatever the Ray Rice thing was. He's saying in August of 2022, we have kind of a zero policy. He says, we kind of a zero tolerance policy on this. Maybe that's his wiggle room, kind of.
The kind of is how good of a player is he?
Yeah.
And what are the contract implications?
Well, and I don't know the contract implications. I do know this. Justin Tucker was not nearly the level of kicker last year that he'd been throughout his career. That's where this gets interesting to me from a football standpoint. Is what did they do? He's been a staple of that team. He's made a ton of important kicks. He was on a Hall of Fame track. And now the mountain of allegations, and to your point, Seth, the percentage chance that there's nothing here, which, by the way, Justin Tucker is saying in his denial that these accusations are false. The percentage chance that this is 100% false is so minuscule. You know, like, it's so the zero tolerance policy will be put to the test in Baltimore.
It's amazing how psychologically effective, though, the adamant denial is. When somebody, like, no matter how many times you see people adamantly deny something and then be totally guilty, you're like, oh, every time a new adamant denial comes up, you're like, well, he did say adamant. And he did wag his finger. Yeah. I gotta weigh that into consideration against this pile of other damning evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
He said vehemently in his denial. Vehement.
Yeah.
He was vehement. Yeah. Yes, but Sean, like, it's a mountain of accusations and circumstantial evidence. No! He was vehement. So that's the Justin Tucker story. NBA All-Star Weekend in the books, and you had a three-point contest that Steph Curry did not participate in front of his home crowd. You had a dunk contest that was awesome. The guy that won it is in the G League, but it was still, he won it for the third straight time. Mac McClung will get acknowledged here shortly in about 30 minutes or so. You had Victor Wembanyama and CP3 trying to game the system in the skills competition. Did you see that?
Yeah, disqualified. I thought they got PED positive tests or something.
No, they just decided to attack it in a completely unentertaining fashion so that they could win. And the game, the All-Star game or games last night, they did a little 4-team mini tournament. Just horrendous. It was just awful. The whole thing was terrible. There was too much Kevin Hart. There was too much non-basketball, too much lack of defense. If you watched it, you know. If you know, you know. We'll talk about it a little bit more. All right.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.